Welcome back to GolfersOnGolf.com, and I am at the Mistwood Golf Club with the Director of Golf, Andy Michelson, who is also the 2023 Illinois PGA Player of the Year. Andy, congratulations. I know that comprises a bunch of tournaments and being able to play well for a long period of time. So looks like you hit the ball pretty well this summer.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of a reflection of just the year in general. You know, I didn't win anything big, won the first stroke play of the year, but just had some really solid finishes throughout the year. A lot of, you know, top fives, top sevens, finished second place in both our section championship and our match play. So nothing really stood out this year, even from a golf standpoint. You know, everyone's been asking me, like, what'd you do so special this year versus other years? And it really, I don't really think much was different. It was, you know, maybe a putt went in here or there. I can remember a couple of rounds, you know, where maybe in the past they would have got away from me, and then, you know, something just good kind of fell my way and curtailed, you know, a round from kind of getting off track. But yeah, I think basically every round I played was pretty much solid. I had pretty bad hiccup at the Illinois Open, but that really didn't matter because it just made the cut anyway. But yeah, it was a good season. Just really consistent. There's nothing specific I can point to. Just kind of consistent would kind of be the common theme for this year.
Well, where was your game at as compared to where you might like it to be? It just seems like over the last couple of years, I've been at some tournaments, and you're the guy out there after the round, maybe on the range by yourself, still hitting balls. I know that you do that here. Fortunately, you have some great facilities at Mistwood, and you have an outstanding dome to practice in all winter long. But and you've probably changed up that equipment a little bit, too, because you've had some options there as well. But where's your game as compared to where you'd like it to be? I know you were a little frustrated with it maybe back at some point in 2022.
No, I mean, it's still in a good spot. I mean, I'm still consistently, you know, even in the years where I feel like I haven't played well, I'm still, you know, top five or seven in the section as far as points go. I think that's just the golfer's mentality, you know, always kind of searching for the next best thing, always, you know, striving to just play your absolute best. I mean, that's the tough thing about golf is you have those good stretches and maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then you're just searching the rest of the year. Not in a bad way, but like just searching to be better. I mean, like, you know, of the hundreds of high school kids that I teach, and, you know, my kids are now getting into the age where they're kind of watching what I'm doing and trying to emulate what I'm doing. I'm just trying to basically be the best version of myself as much as I possibly can when I play golf. And, yeah, I get frustrated for sure. I think everybody does that cares. It just kind of shows that you care. But I'm a competitor, and I feel like I always have a good shot in any event I'm playing in, honestly.
Well, I know that sitting here, I'm looking at a couple of Callaway logos. Free plug for the sponsor. What has Paul Schlim from Callaway talked you into putting in your golf bag these days?
He hasn't talked me into anything, honestly. No, work really closely with, you know, our local reps. Even, you know, they do a really nice TLC with a lot of their staff guys. I mean, I have the ear of some of the guys that are connected to the tour department. You know, just the equipment's good, you know, top to bottom. But there are also other companies that make good. Everything's good right now, right? So that's kind of the fortunate thing for the golf market. Everything's really good right now. I'd say in particular, what I'm probably most excited about going into 24 as far as equipment goes is that new Apex Pro line. I've hit it a few times and really, really kind of enjoy it. It kind of takes me back to some of the clubs that I liked in the past, and just feeling very confident kind of going into the year with as far as equipment goes for next year. So but again, everybody makes good stuff, and I'm always tinkering. I'm always looking for whatever the next best advantage is. So
well, tell us a little bit about the staff here at Mistwood, because you've got some other people that play pretty darn good golf here. Yeah. And I'm sure at times you all bounce things off one another, or people take a look at things when you're out here playing at Mistwood one day, maybe after work, and I'm sure that helps as well.
Yeah, that's the best and worst part about Mistwood, right, is we have so many people that love to be competitive, which is a great thing, but then we have so many people that love to tinker and love to share their opinions because we are some of the you know, better people in our field, right? So I call them drive-by lessons. Every once in a while, I'll get little 5 minute, hey, you should try this or you should try that, or I'll do the same thing to somebody else. But from a competitive standpoint, you know, believe it or not, it's not something we hugely focus on, like, you know, trying to beat the people that we work with or trying to compete with the people that we work with. It's just generally kind of part of our culture. So, like, for example, I think one of the things we do here that's pretty special is we have a game on Friday where we basically empty out the shop, empty out the performance center. Our pros get on the golf course with our members and play once a week at a minimum. So, like, you know, me be kind of the driver of the ship, you know, I kind of make sure that our guys are at least caring about their golf games to some degree. Because if you care and value your own golf game, then that makes it more fun for the person that you're entertaining or the customer that you're talking with. If there's still a passion there, if there's still a desire, you know, to be in golf and be around golf, then I think it makes for a better experience all the way around. And, you know, if you're dating it all the way back to when I started back at Mistwood again in 2014, that was kind of one of the common themes I sold to this place when I came back was, hey, if I come back here, I'm gonna really be pushing the golf envelope, and we're gonna find a way to show value in the fact that our guys like to play golf and like to get on the golf course. Not that we're not playing every day by any means. We're not practicing every day by any means as much as we would like to. But if guys are passionate about this game, then it's going to bleed all the way through in what they do. I mean, we got into this business for the same reason, all of us. We like to play golf, period.
Well, Mistwood proudly hosts the Illinois Women's Open, so when's the next big Illinois PGA section event coming here to Mistwood so you guys get a shot at winning something on your home turf?
I'm trying to convince the section championship to come here. I think it'd be a good spot for that. You know, there's a lot of – it's funny. This golf course, when you play it just for fun – it's a pretty mundane golf course. There's, you know, especially with today's modern equipment, you know, 6,800 yards is not a whole lot to chew off as far as yardage goes. There's some spots where you can cut corners, shorten it up even more, but it shows its teeth. It shows its teeth when we've had qualifiers out here, USAM qualifiers. Even the State Am, I mean, wasn't crazy low. I think 13 under won it, but there was no wind. It was almost 100 degrees, and the course was wet because we had rain the previous week. So there is some carnage out here that happens every single time we have a tournament, whether it's the fifth hole or the, you know, the 15th hole, 14, you know, as you get around Kelby's Corner and all that. There's plenty out here, and the last thing is the conditioning of our golf course. You know, we take huge pride in that. It's the best conditioned public course in the state right now, bar none.
So two runner-ups and some other good finishes. How much does that leave you fueled up and fired up, ready to go, and maybe take it to the next level in 24?
I'm definitely, you know, I'm noticing now my age a little bit. So I'm 42. I'm kind of self-dedicated myself to kind of improving myself this winter. You know, things like speed training. You know, with our high school kids, even just kind of. Just a more general focus on overall health, overall fitness, things like that. I have to get faster, stronger, you know, to a point where I can kind of sustain it. I don't think that necessarily I'm way behind in any of in you know, distance or anything like that, because I feel like I still have a pretty strong iron game, strong wedge game, but an extra 10 yards wouldn't hurt anybody.
Well, steal some of Bryson DeChambeau's energy shakes.
Yeah, and I don't know about that.
There you go. All right, Andy Michelson, thanks for joining us.